Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on expectations of stronger packer demand and reduced offerings this week. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $40 to $43.50. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,131 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $53.50 to $64.01. The weighted average was $61.53, a gain of 43 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.21 to $50.75, the weighted average $48.41. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,556. The base price range was $54.50 to $64.50. The weighted average, $60.54, a loss of 32 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.74 to $50.34, and the weighted average was $47.95. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, overnight, harvest wheat in Kansas City rallied 22 cents on the board.
Well, that's because there was a freeze in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt late last week. We were talking about that freeze potential on Friday when the markets were closed. The freeze indicators were farther south, but of course the markets weren't open to react to that, and it does look like there's been damage to some of the wheat, especially in areas where it really was greening up because of the unseasonably warm weather leading up to this freeze, and that would include portions of Kansas and Oklahoma and even the Texas Panhandle. Some of those areas did get hit hard over the weekend with a hard freeze. So not good news for the producers out there, to say the least. For those that like the prices going up, though, it's very good news. And usually that's the case with all these things. Somebody's unhappy, somebody else is pretty happy, you know, and that's just the situation with the markets. And the weather over the weekend, the change was over the latter part of last week into the weekend, was the fact that the cold air ended up getting farther south in the plains. All along, we felt that the northern plains into the Midwest and even parts of the Delta and Southeast would get cold. But at first, it looked like the southern plains would stay just far enough southwest of that cold air. And then it started to become clear very late in the week that that was not the case and that they would turn cold as well. So that's probably the biggest news here. As far as the weather in the U.S. Now, of course, in the Great Plains hard run, or I should say in the Northern Plains, of course, it was below freezing, but not as much of an issue there because crops haven't been planted yet. So that's not something that is really being focused on. But in the Midwest Corn Belt, there's some wheat, and the freezes cover the entire Midwest Corn Belt. And for the non-commodity market type produce, some major problems with the flowering trees because of the warm weather late last month. Apples, peaches, we've heard about grapes as well, among the crops that have been damaged. Of course, some of the winter wheat also probably damaged in Illinois, Indiana, and surrounding areas. This morning, it was actually colder to the south than to the north because southern Illinois and Indiana and neighboring Kentucky had a clear sky and a calm wind, so temperatures in most places dropped into the middle 20s to the south, where temperatures were only near freezing for lows up north. But we tonight here in Champaign-Urbana are going to drop below freezing for the seventh day in a row. So I think whatever damage was potentially coming has been done by now. And, of course, what we're looking ahead to is what's the weather going to be for planting, and it's not looking good, as it appears we're going to get back into a progressive weather system with wet weather systems coming through every few days. Looks like we're going to have a weather system with rain coming through the Midwest, entering western sections tomorrow, coming through Illinois and Indiana tomorrow night into Wednesday. And then there's another system that's expected to follow that, with some more rain coming in probably around Thursday night into Friday and Saturday. And temperatures will go up a bit at that time, but then they'll go back down. Looks like temperatures will drop again to much cooler than average on Sunday. And we're just going to be up and down with temperatures and occasional rain here. So soil temperatures are not going to warm quickly. The ground's going to get wetter again. That's going to cause concerns about delays in planting. And we'll keep you up to date on all of that here as we go through the next couple of weeks. And, of course, day to day, it's going to be important to follow the weather on that. But right now, I'd say the corn market especially, the concerns are going to be on the delays in planting, and of course that affects the soybeans as well, as the determinations come out as to what will be planted in the fields. Will corn switch to beans? And of course that becomes more of an issue if planting is delayed too far. But there's still plenty of time before that happens, so now it's all a guessing game. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 479 and a quarter, up 10. Last trade up 22 and a half. July, 477, up 10. Last trade up 22. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 455, up 10. Last trade up 20 and three quarters. July, 469 and three quarters, up 11 and a quarter. Last trade up 20. May corn opened at 375 and a half, up 9 and a half. Last trade up 13 and a half. July, 387, up 9. Last trade up 13 and a quarter. December, 395 and a half, up 8 and three quarters. Last trade up 12 and a half. May beans opened at 770, up 9 and a half. Last trade up 9 and a quarter. July, 780 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. Last trade up 8. November, 807, up 2 and a quarter. Last trade up 9 and a quarter. May soybean meal opened at 214.40, up 140. Last trade up 260. May soybean oil opened at 32.55, up 13. Last trade up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like we are going to rally off the board this morning on weather concerns.
Weather concerns and freeze concerns. I mean, wheat's definitely taking the leadership role. Even last night certainly had the leadership right off the get-go. Corn and beans made a run early, but then really finished mid-range of their trade through the night session last night. A lot of argument this morning on how much damage has been done to the wheat crop, primarily out in the west, but also including the Delta and Southeast, as we saw cold temps move all the way down into those areas. So you're going to see a lot of people floating back and forth on how much damage they believe has been done to this wheat crop. If so, how much of that wheat gets torn up and planted to corn or beans. All that's going to be kicked around here today, but we're going to start very firm. I would say 12 to 15 better in corn. Your beans are probably going to be 8 to 10 better, and I would anticipate wheat to be 20 better right off the get-go.
I would think that we would be watching July wheat at 483 and a quarter to see if that number is invaded, because if that happens, it looks like you can get to 495.
And that's a possibility, too, that we end up popping up there and going back and making a run back up towards that $5 mark again on this wheat. I would think that you're dead on that at this point. Dave, I guess our guys are given some mixed feelings on the Kansas crop down there. We've had a conversation with our Kansas City office, and they referenced the 1997 crop, where you just don't know. That crop came back and got froze off and actually came back fairly well and produced some 50 and 60 bushel wheat. So people are really mixed, and it'll take a while before we can really assess how much damage has actually occurred to this wheat crop.
If we have double-digit increases in the corn market, does that put a bullish island bottom on the charts, or do we wait tomorrow's USDA reports to see whether or not that'll hold?
Yeah, tomorrow's reports shouldn't give us a whole lot. They may adjust some of the usage numbers a slight bit, but I don't see tomorrow's reports doing a lot. I think that does leave us with an island, but I won't get too fired up until we can get up through. On December corn, for instance, you get a move back up above 415. Now all of a sudden I start to get bullish again.
We did get to 406 overnight, and that was some impressive move right there. What about over at the Merck?
Well, the hogs look like the cash market is going to stay somewhat steady firm here this morning. I would expect it to be better and hold the hogs together and get them turned back, running back to the upside. Cattle market kind of the same way. I feel like they've kind of tried to turn the corner here, and we're going to see this thing try and work a little bit higher now. As you approach $100, you know, you finished over $100 last week in the April cattle. I still say you got to be a hedger up there and get cattle hedged at those price levels.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.